And we're starting at the bottom of Yud Zayin Amud Bet. So we did the Mishnah. Let's go over the Mishnah one more time. The Mishnah is like, Chaliot Achar Shabbos. If Yontif is after Shabbos, so Beit Shem Omri Matbinet Et HaKol Mipnei HaShabbos. Shabbos says you're going to do all your toiveling before Shabbos. When he says Matbinet HaKol, he means people and Kalim. Hillel Omri Im Kalim Mipnei HaShabbos. Hillel said you can do Kalim before Shabbos. Right? And however, Kalim Mipnei HaShabbos, Adam B'Shabbos. But human beings you can toivel on Shabbos. Rashi says here, Behilo Omrim, Bada Nakat Shabbat, Ravut Ashminan, what's the extra Chirush of Shabbos? Lebe Hillel, Dafilu B'Shabbat, Shari Badam. He says that the Chirush is that human, even Shabbos, only Yontif, even on Shabbos, because it says Yachaliot Achar Shabbos, but Shammai says, but Bina Kobe before Shabbos. Pidal says that even on Shabbos you can toivel the human being, not on Yontif. Right? But Gemara Farish, my time in the Kalim, the Gemara explain why Kalim Asur. So we're going to spend most of the show discussing that, okay? So that's by then Uvashavin, both Behilo and Shammai agree. Shemeshi kineta mayim bekli even letarim. Explain what that means. Rashi says over here. But if you've got it's a din that applies only to water, it appears. According to Rashi, if you've got water which is tame, and you want to tahor that betahor that water. So how do you do it? You take the water, you put it into a cup. Now the Mishnah says you use a kli evin. Why kli evin? Because a kli evin, a stone vessel, isn't mekabel tuma, right? So even though your water is tame and you pour it into the kli evin, everyone become tame. We'll see in the Gemara, what if you want to actually toivel a cup at the same time and use a tame cup? Can you toivel the cup while you're doing the ashaka? We'll get that in the Gemara later on. But at the moment you take the water, you fill up your cup, your kli evin, and you put the kli evin into the water. So they're just the water of the top of the cup and the mikveh touch each other for a split second. Like do hashaka, my father like kissing one another. As they do hashaka, the water becomes tahor. Okay, it's a shita called zriya. We won't go into it now, but that's one of the shita of tahara. And that both Hillel and Beit Shammai agree you can do. Avalo matbilin, you can't actually toivel the kli itself. Right? Umatbilin migav legav michaburich. We'll see that later on in the Gemara, probably tomorrow. Okay, so the Gemara is like this now. The chule amemiyad kli b'shabbat lo. But makes however you want to say before human beings, whatever. But everybody agrees. But Hillel and Beit Shammai, you can't do kalim on Shabbos. You can't toivel kalim on Shabbos. So the Gemara's question is, my time, why not? So we're going to see a couple of reasons. The first reason is Rabba. That's going to take up about 4/5 of Amud Chet, Yud Chet. And the Gemara's going to bring Rav Yosef is going to be a second reason. The Mordechai is basically going to say, Rav Bibi is second reason. And then the Gemara is going to say everything that we saw. I'm jumping in the gun now. Okay, so the question is, why not? So I'm a rabbi, why can't you toivel kalim on Shabbos? So he says, Shema, you tlena biyad of Yabin Abba Yama Pshraim. Same reason like you can't read a Megillah or use Lulav or whatever on Shabbos, because you end up taking it 4 amas in the Shuta Rabim. Rashi says, yeah, from where you are to the mikvah. Okay, so partially, if you had a toivel thing on Shabbos, you might end up carrying on Shabbos out of your mikvah. The Gemara now starts asking other kashas against Rabba. So the Gemara says, okay, Amale Abaya, so Abaya says to Rabba, yesh lo bor b'chatzair or maik, remember? So that only works well if you're going to step over the mikvah. What are you going to mikvah in your backyard? So I say, I remember when I was a kid, Porat Jacobson, those of you remember Porat Jacobson? Right, built a mikveh in his backyard, but he dug one, not like a fancy mikveh. People didn't have mikvehs in their houses. We got guys that I know, we got mikvehs in their houses, proper mikvehs with a bore and a whole story. I'm saying he dug a hole in his back garden and filled it up with rainwater and total stuff in his backyard. So let's say you got a bore b'chatzero. So then what are you going to say? Says Abayas. Abayas says to Rabbi, that works very nice. The guy's got a step to a mikveh, but the guy's got a mikveh in his backyard. What's the problem? Says I'm like Xaira Bor Bchatzer to Bor Mershtarim. So that's Xaira. Because Xaira Chamim Gozer that you can't use the boy in your backyard in case you might come to walk and to know. Guys will see you using it. I think you use it in the mikveh. They go to the mikveh. So he says, okay, that's very nice. I think Shabbos that works well on Shabbos because you got a issue of Hotzah on Shabbos and Tiltu. But Yom Tov Ma'akim, why not in Yom Tov? Yom Tov you can carry, no problem in Yom Tov. This is again Gazer Yom Tov out of Shabbos. Also, because of Yom Tov Shabbos. And now if you think about it, we've got a couple of Xairas up here. We got Xaira Chatzer Atu mikvah, and we're Xaira Shabbos at Yontav. So Steve pointed out today, if you look in the Tosfot, there says the second Tosfot on the Amud says Xaira Yontav Shabbos. Velo have Xaira Xaira. Tosfot answers the question. It's not called Xaira to Xaira. The Yontav Shabbat Achati. It's one big Xaira. Okay. The bottom line is, if you look at Rashi, The Gemara actually asked a question.
Now, understand this Zara. Sorry, before you go to the rest, I can't understand the Zara because you had an Eruv.
He had an Eruv. Oh, you haven't got an Eruv. So you could say, Zara, you haven't got an Eruv. We used to get Eruv. In Babylon, we had Eruv in Babylon. What was our idea of Eruv Tchatzairot, if you had an Eruv? Well, you never had Eruv. You had a Meccan Eruv. The idea of having Eruv around, the idea of having Eruv around town seems not. Mi'ikar Adin, let's think about it for a second. What is an Eruv that we make around the town? It's like one big Eruv Chatzairot, no? And we learned the whole Masechta on Shabbat, on Eruv, you know, making Eruv Chatzairot. If the whole town had one big Eruv, why would you have to make an Eruv Chatzairot? Go around collecting a Kikari Eruv Shabbat. So it's Pasha, they never had Eruv Chatzairot. They never had one big Eruv. They used to make their own Eruv Chatzairot. And the mikvah wasn't in your Chatzir, it was in somebody else's Chatzir. So it's Pasha, that we talk about the situation, we haven't got an Eruv. If you got an Eruv, then it's less of a problem. But the Gzairah was made, we haven't got an Eruv. So you saying today it might be a little bit different. The Gzairah is still in place. The ones of the Gzairah, according to Rabbi, that's the reason the Gzairah is in place. So the Gemara asked the question, Umigas, Riran, is that a fact you make such a Gzairah? Look at Rashi here, right? Explains. Look how many Gzairahs you've got here. Look at the second line of Rashi there. Umi ichmu rabbanan kulai uchamim sa machmi with this din. Bahakta kanti the tefillah with the gods to that kailim. Le migzar he teira atu isura from Yontif to Shabbos, or Shabbos Yontif, v'gzaira l'gzaira. So look how many gzairas are involved. Even if Tosfot says that Yontif and Shabbos is one gzaira, you still got from having a mikvah in your backyard, and Shabbos and Yontif, and then to Shabbos. If you look at it, you know, it's a lot of gzairas. But now, they were in the Mishnah, v'shavi in Shemeshikin and Ramayim, v'kli even Taran, about lo matbilin. Didn't we say that Bahil and Bacham both agree that you can't do Hashaka, but you can't do Tefillah? Now, this is really your reason that all ideas you can go from one to that you're going to carry. So, Nigzor Hashaka to Atpala, then why can you do Hashaka? Hashaka isn't like the water to a mikvah. How can we say that you can do Hashaka if you write that you can't, there's reasons you can't carry? Question clear, right? Klav, question clear. If the real reason is you can't do tefillah, is because you can't carry from one place to the other, so how can you can do hashaka? You can take tame water and you can doink it into the mikvah and kasha the water. You're also going to carry the water to the mikvah. So what if I'm carrying the kli, I'm carrying the water. I'm carrying the water in a kli of Evin. So how come I can do that? So the Gemara says, Vetisbara, you really think that's the same thing? As a rabbi says to Abaye, right? You think this is a question? You think you're so clever? If the guy's got nice water, so we'll have to do Ashaka. So when do we say you can do Ashaka? And the late lay, he hasn't got good water. It's the cave in the late lay. And now the guy knows, he's a guy who's makpid about Tumah and Tara waters. Mazi is Zarubah, he's going to be very careful. A guy like this, we don't worry about. A person who's makpid about drinking water, only the Tara, we aren't worried that he might come and carry something outside. So we don't like Zaris on people like that. So the Gemara now asks another question on Rabbah. 80 from a brighter, Madin Bidli Bitamebu Tahor. We see the brighter said you can take a bucket and you can draw water with a Tahor bucket, right? And with a Tame bucket. And because you're allowed to draw water on Shabbat, you want to have water to drink. Now you've got a bucket that's Tame. So what do? You use the Tame bucket to draw the water and you draw the water out of a well, and that well is a kosher mikvah. And now the well, the bucket, by the way, becomes tahor on its own. By happens, you didn't plan on, you just, by throwing the tame bucket into the well and drew out the water, what happens? You doubled the bucket. So how come, and the brother said, you can do that. So the Gemara says, Abaya says, if you write about these gzairas, nigzo deal ma'atlit bule bina, you might end up coming to toil with the bucket on its own. Not a derech agav. How come we allow that? Was the shani ata mitoch shlo outer lo el aid liyo zachuru? Says no, there because the guy knows that the only way he can do it is in like a sort of like a cheating fashion. Because he's drawing water, he's very careful. He knows the only way to do it is he's drawing water at the same time. He won't come through the background on his own. Okay, Rashi says yeah, shat vilasher. He knows it's asher on yontif. So Rabbis deflected that argument. Another argument from Abaya. Eight another brighter. Clear shedit ma'am erev yontev, the clear became tame erev yontev, rashes, and avatumet, or avatuma. Ein ma'binut of a yomtov. You can't toil it on yontev. However, be yomtov, if it came, he says, ein, you can't toil it on yontev. Why? Because you should have toiled erev yontev, says Rashi. But Beyom Tov, Mabinoto, Beyom Tov, if it became Tame on Yontif, you can toivel it on Yontif. Look at Rashi. V'yishtamesh b'yom b'chulin, wa ani chulin, she'en she'charev shemesh. Because if it was a kli that was Tame for, of Avatuma, now you wanted to use it for Truma or for Kochim or something, so you'd have to wait for Harev Shemesh. Remember, that's the first Mishnah in Masechet Brachot. Remember, that Rishma Arvit. They're going to wait for Harev Shemesh to eat Truma. Right? To eat Chulin, we have to wait for Harev Shemesh. Right? So it's like Harev to eat Truma Tan. So now, it's, what's the Kashia? If you write, that the whole thing is that you write, Nigzo de Yom Tov, Atsuderev Yom Tov. So how come on Yontif, if we're busy making Xeras like this, so how come if it became Tame on Yontif, you can use it? Make a Xera and say, no, you can't use it in case it would become Tame Erev Yontif. If you're so busy making Xeras, says Abaya here to Rabba, then make Xeras. Then tell you in the right, so how come here? And then he says, Tume b'yomtov milted lo shchichehu. He says, Tume on Yontif is not something which is shachiach. Why is it not something that is shachiach? Rashi Shari, Akol mitaharin b'reg. Everybody become tower for the regal. Make before Yontif. The choshech ain't shezehirim ilitama. People are very careful not becoming tame. So therefore, the fact that something became tame on Yontif is very negligible that it happens. Umiltid lo shchichi lo gash b'rabban. Chaim will make Xeras for things that aren't shachiach. Right, so therefore, that's not including the Xeris. But you're right, otherwise we should have made a Xeris, but there's a special reason, yeah, why not? So again, another kasha he asked him, Eitiv, another bright, a kli shenma ba'abatuma, a kli which became tamei from an abatuma, me'er yontav, Rashi says, like in the previous example. So ein ma'apinotu b'yontav, that kli you can't toivel on yontav. However, b'varatu became tamei from a vladatuma, not from an abatuma, right, something which attached to abatuma, right, or like a shiny, whatever the case was. That you can toivel on Yontif. Look at Rashi Aviyah, Bevela Tuma, Ein kan tikun, says Rashi, look, it's midoraita tahor ma'aliyot, it's really tahor midoraita. Why? She'ein kli tamay elab abatuma. Kli itself, the midoraita, only becomes tamay from an abatuma. Like, say, a dead body or a dead rodent or something, right? If it's from a vladatuma, it becomes tamay. No, abatuma midoraita, kli only becomes tamay from abatuma. So midoraita, yes. There's no tumor from if it's a vlada tumor. The kli midoraita is not tumor. It's only tumor midorabanan, right? So look at the kasha. The kasha is like this: kishli ma be'erva yutuma ein ma'pinuto biyomtov. Vlada tumor ma'pinuto biyomtov. Look at Rashi over here. Be'vlada tumor, so he says ein kli tumor midoraita tumor. Who she ein kli tumor ele ba'ava tumor, right? Kedatanya. So skip down to the bottom of this Rashi here. The Rashi over here. Rashi's got his own kashas though, by the way. Okay, let's see what the Rashi. But so it says, if you write, he says to Rabba, that we make lots of Xeras. So now, Nigzor Ha'atuha, why do we make a Xera that you can't even toil it was from a Vladatuma? Because you might end up coming to some Abatuma. How come you're choosing when? If it's Al Chamu, like Rashi said there, right? Umi Gaj, Umi Ichmur Abadan Kula Hai, but Bahach Takante, the Tvidat Kailim, the Migzar Hetaira Atu Surv, Xera Xera. We see some busy. Right, so then we should go all the way. Vladatuma. So he says to him, no. He says, Vladatuma, when do you find a case of Vladatuma? Gabe Kohanim. Who's makpir about this? The Kohanim are makpir about this. Right, Rashi, me who are tzirikli at bidu. Who's the one? Eino ele kohen. So ele kohen. Why? Daha Vladatuma rishon, vekli shirikma bo shayni, umuta lechulin shayin shayni ose shlishi bechulin, and shirikli bo ele lechuma. Even midrabananya, a kli that becomes tame from a vlad is a shiny to tumah, and you don't need to do it for chulin. It's only a kohen that's eating truma who's machmir to toivel this kli in the first place. So who's the one that's going to be worrying about these kalim that are shiny to tumah from a vlad tumah? Kohanim, and he says kohanim zruzimayim. When it comes to kohanim, there's zruzimayim of Rashi velo atu lemashre the avatuma in, because we won't worry about kohanim being making that mistake. And only plus two kohanim, we're not kosher there. So inami zruzin milavo. They're very careful, Kohani, as a rule, that things don't become Tameh, and therefore with their case, it wouldn't happen. So we don't go through that at all. Okay, so basically, every single time we had a Kasha against Rabbah, we managed to affect that Kasha. Another one, Toshmat, Amarav, Chia Bar Ashi, Amarav, Nida, Shein, the Begadim, a woman who's Nida, and she hasn't got any clothes that are Tahor to change into after being to the mikveh, right? So what do? It says, Ma'aremet, we turn a blind eye a little bit, right? V'tovelet bevigdeah. She tovels in her clothes. Now you know that halakhically you can tovel in clothes. We makpid that not ever chatitza, right? Not ever clothes separating. Yeah. But if you have clothes that the water will go through nicely, and you know your whole body will get wet, then the clothes are not such a problem. You know, you can. There are times that you can tovel in clothes. You know? What's
that one? Some women do.
That's all, yeah, I'm saying there are times you grow in clothes. There are women who are makpid and they're tsanua and they don't want to go out pretty naked. They have like these gowns that are like very water, you know, very water through. And they go into the mikveh with them and they tovel. They don't want to tovel in the nude. So he says that. So we let her tovel. He says, my Rebbe tovel back there. The imin again, imit, if it's so chamur this, maybe you say no, you couldn't, because you might end up coming to tovel the clothes themselves. And our whole Mishnah said you can't tovel kadim on yontav. So why do we allow the woman to tovel the clothes? You might think, ah, she's going to tovel the clothes. So the woman says, no, shari yata, mitoch shlo hutre la ela yidei malbush zechurehi. Nah, because there she'll remember and she'll know that the whole thing was, the whole shtick here was that she could tovel her clothes because she never tovel the clothes. She won't come to make such a mistake. So basically, a rabbi has survived all these attempts to challenge his farah. That the reason why you can't tovel is because it's all got to do with xeris, and basically because you might come to carry the kalim in dalet amot, and said okay, that's a rabbi. Also, number two is Rabbi Yosef. Rabbi Yosef says amar xeris mishum schita. It's a separate reason. He says, why is it? Because you might come to squeeze out the water from the kalim. So the Gemara says again, no, I'm allowed by Abaya, the same Abaya says to him also. It's common. We will see Abaya starts with the rabbi, then he goes to Rabbi Yosef, right? So Abaya says to Rabbi Yosef, I don't understand Rabbi Yosef. Teinach kalim the bnei schitin. That only works well, your argument with clothes that you can squeeze from, like say clothes of woolen, etc. About kalim the lav bar schitin, you know, let's say that a pot, it's going to be very strong to squeeze water of a pot, right? So why can't I tovel a pot? So then, Mike, what are you going to say then? Says, I'm like Zaira Hani Atuhani. Same thing, Zaira. It's a Zaira for that. So the Gemara is like this. Ativei Kolani Tiuftas. Abaya asked him all the questions we asked up until now. Right? Veshain Lekedesh. And he answered the same way that Abaya, the rabbi, answered all of those. And Rabbi Yosef survived the attempt as well. So we got a second reason now why you can't do it. One from Rabbi because of Tiltu. One from Rabbi Yosef because of Schita. Third answer, Abibi Amar. What's the reason why you can't toivel Kadim on Yontif? Gzaira Shema Yishe. What does he say, Abi? Yeah? He says, it's a gzaira that you might come and leave the or the kalim, right? Look at Rashi, Abi, yeah? Yishe. Shema Yishe, Rashi, the fourth last Rashi, the bottom there. Isha itlai leit peluni biyomtov, ilai itlai leit peluni biyomtov, ilai itlai leit peluni biyomtov, ilai yomtov, shu panu, you wait till you got time on yomtov. People don't work on yomtov. Ah, you know what? These kalim ass, I haven't got time to go toivel them. I wait till I go till yomtov and I'll go to the mikvah and I'll toivel them. Causing a problem in your house. Why? Well, you might have kohanim staying at you, whatever the case is, and they end up using these kalim for tumah, they tame kalim. So though you don't want to have tumah kalim around, like having trefa meat in your freezer. Right? The guy might stay at you, he doesn't know, you say to him, go help yourself, go to the freezer, take the piece of trefa meat and cook himself a steak. He thinks in your house all kosher meat, right? Same idea. So he says that. I would have actually thought, by the way, that Rashi was going to tell us that you shouldn't do it because...
Is this a problem for the Kohen, Darren?
Only a problem for the Kohen? Well, maybe it's a Kohen staying at you. Right? Maybe it's for Kohanim. Or your grandson's a Kohen. You know, your daughter could have married a Kohen. And your grandson's a Kohen. Your grandson's staying at you. I don't know. But, or it could be for people who are makpid to eat batara. You know? But you're right. But eating truma is only a Kohen. If truma is the problem, it's only a Kohen. So I would have thought that Rashi would have told us, yeah, it's more like having a haircut on Chol HaMoed. Chachamim said, you can't have a haircut on Chol HaMoed, it's almost like a knas. Because you should have had a haircut before Yontif. And if we let you Yontif Chol HaMoed, I've got to wait till they've got more time. They go have a haircut, they're coming to Yontif, like not nicely, looking all besheveled. So I would have thought he said the same thing over here, because you end up doing a Yontif, you're going to be Mazalzel Yontif now. Instead of relaxing on Yontif, you're going to be busy toveling all day long. But it's not what he says. That's going to be a problem. Okay, so that is Rav Bibi's answer. So the Gemara says, Tanya Kevatei Rav Bibi. It's the only person so far that the Gemara's got a brighter to support. Tanya Kevatei Rav Bibi. What does the brighter say? Kli Shidamir of Yom Tov. Ein Mabir of Yom Tov. Why? Gzeira Shema Yisheh. Okay, so that's the third answer. Fourth answer now, the Gemara says. Rav Amar. Rav says, Bibnei Shemarek and Matakenkli. Rav says, the reason you can't do this is because, look, you're doing Tikkun Kli. And that's Ashron Yom Tov. Ashron Shabbat, you're finishing things, you're fixing things up, you're making it, you know, we don't want you getting involved in all of those things. Okay, so again, the Gemara says, Ihachi Adam Nami. If that's the case, then how come men can go to the mikvah, human people can go to the mikvah? Why don't we say that people shouldn't make either kutuk mitak and kli? So he says, now Adam nireh kemekar. When it comes to people, that looks like they're cooling off. Look at Rabbi Hananel here, the second wide lines, the second last wide lines. In the middle of the lines, it says, "Shinan Adam nireh kemekar perush." What does it mean, kemekar? Ke yored b'mayim nitztanen behu v'lo litakein. People, you see a guy get into the mikvah, to a river, whatever, to cool off on yard, you think, ah, it's a hot day, you just jump in the cool off. You're not going to really think you went to the mikvah. So no one's going to learn halachas from that, start jumping to all conclusions. Right? That's what he wants to say. So he wants to say, look, ha teinach mayim yafim. That's fine if it's good waters. You know, Rashi should directly cause it. People normally.
All of it was a hot day.
Okay, we'll get to that in a second. That's the next, because God's going to ask a question. Right, so ha nami says, if it's good, we'll be nice waters. About mayim ra'im, I can remember, whatever about if a guy in bad waters, so you see him toiling in a, I don't know, like in a mud bath, then what are you going to say over there? He says, Rabbi Nachman Yitzchak, pamim shadam ba b'sharav. He says, Rabbi, he says, it could happen sometimes, even during a hot day, like on a shower, a heat wave. V'ruchet v'mayim b'mayim mishre. And even goes in Rashi, says, what's mayim mishre? Sheshuna pishtan b'hem. These like pools where they soak the flax, you know, to soften the flax. And it's disgusting water that smells and everything. We've seen that, right? Even there, God gets in there. Why? Because it's hot. So we say, okay, fine. Like you said, that's good if it's a hot day. But what about in the winter months? Then what are you going to say? See a guy told totally in the winter, what are you going to say? So Rabbi Nachman Yitzchak says, to say Rabbi Nachman Yitzchak who answered the previous question, right? About May Mishre. So Rabbi Nachman Yitzchak says again, but sometimes we walk through the fields, and he came on a journey, and he's now full of mud and full of, I don't know, animals, feces all over him, whatever the case is, and he doesn't, you know, even a winter day, he jumps in to clean off. So he says, okay, fine, that's all very nice. Tainach b'Shabbos. So now we understand on Shabbos that you allow him to do all of these things, but on Yom Kippur. Mike, can we get Yom Kippur? We see a guy Yom Kippur, let him do Yom Kippur. Look at Rashi over here. He says, "Biyom HaKippurim." Look at the very first word on Rashi there. She asur berichitza mishum inui. First, don't have to bathe in Yom Kippur because it's a mitzvah of the Lanot Nafshotachem. Right? We said you can't eat, you can't drink, you can't bathe, you can't anoint yourself with oil, you can't have sandal, tashmish amita, all these things because of inui. So you can allow a guy to go to mikvah on Yom Kippur. Rasu. Look at the answer that Gemara gives. Right? Say, I'm a Rava. Look at Rava. Rava says like this, Mi ikemidi de b'Shabbat shari v'makipur masu. Is there anything that's mutar on Shabbos asher Yom Kippur? Shabbos is more chavar Yom Kippur, right? We know that the punishment of doing a melocha b'mezid on Shabbos is skila. You get stoned to death. Where on Yom Kippur, the isur is karet. Right? So Shabbos is more chamur than Yom Kippur. So how can something be mutar on Shabbos? Asher Yom Kippur says Rava. Can't be. So therefore, even though we've got the issue of inui and it might look bad, whatever, it doesn't matter. You can't asher it because of Shabbos. Look at Rashi. Mika lei meimar hai vare mucha milta defidu mit kamenu kai. So Mika midi, the very last while I was Rashi at the top there. Mika midi de melacha Shabbos shari veleika isu derabanan mishum de dami le melacha. Where there isn't, there's something on Shabbos is mutar. But there's no issue to Rabbanan because it's similar to a melocha. And then Yom Kippur, it's asur. Mishum melocha. Besides melocha. Ki ha de ba'it li mishra alay mishum de nirik metaken. You tell Yom Kippur, it's metaken. And therefore it's asur on Shabbos, it's butar. No such thing, says Rav. It doesn't go together. Rava. So therefore, because there's nothing that's asur on Shabbos, is asur on Yom Kippur. So another asur on Yom Kippur is butar on Shabbos. It says, Ela, hoil. Right? It says, therefore, hoil. Hoyle is like a halachic term. But since, therefore, we have a hoyle. Hoyle ubi Shabbat shari. Since on Shabbat it's mutar, but Yom HaKippurim nami shari. Yom Kippur is also shari. So Rav's whole limud ya'iz is a hoyle. Since on Yom Kippur, it's, on Shabbat it's mutar, on Shabbat it's also, on Yom Kippur it must also be mutar. So the Gemara now is a bit shocked. So meet like Rav a hoyle? Rav is teaching us this dinya. Why is it mutar on Yom Kippur? Because of a hoyle. So does Rava hold about the din of hoyel? Does Rava have this concept of hoyel since it's mutar there? Look at Rashi. Umita hoyel? In this way, mishum de shari baha lo tishri baha, because it's shari ha, you don't make an asher there. Vahat nam, the Gemara quotes a Gemara Murray and Shabbos Abia. Vahat nam, we're going to cast you in Shabbos. Achoshesh b'shem, the guy's got toothache. Lo yigma behen chometz. You shouldn't gargle chometz. I think the word yigma, we can translate as gargle. You shouldn't gargle chometz. I know that's not in the English Gemara, but don't gargle chometz with vinegar. Because that's like refuah. There's a gzeira of Shema, of all anything to do with refuah and Shabbos is also because of gzeira Shema yimachet asmamenim, right? Yishachet asmamenim. You're going to come and grind the herbs. That's a gzeira across the board on Yom Tov for anything to do with refuah. So anything refuah is out of the question. She says you can't gargle with vinegar. Aval, what do you do? Mitbal heukadarko. You soak the vinegar. You dip your bread into your pit into some vinegar, right? And you can eat it. And by the way, you happen to help your tooth as well, then that's very good. Okay, so you practice that today, right? Go find this guy, goggle with vinegar, right? Don't come bother coming wasting my time. Just go goggle with vinegar, it's all very good, right? So that's modern dentistry. So that's the brighter. Veramina Nalang, we had a kasha on that brighter. Right? We had a kasha on that brighter. From another brighter. The other brighter says, Lo yigma bepolet. You can't goggle and spit out. You can gargle and swallow. So now, if you look at the first part, it says lo yigma b'hinei chometz. You can't gargle, and it made no distinction between whether you swallow or you spit out. Right? Just that you can't gargle, full stop. So the first part is that you can't gargle at all. The second part says you can gargle if you swallow, you can't gargle and spit out. Right? So there seems to be a steer between the two brightest. And there's a steer between these two brothers. That's for a minute. We got the kasha in the second bite. Do you remember in the back of our minds we're talking about Rava and Hoyle? We're going to get to that. So we've got the steer between two brothers there. Sav Amar, Abaya says on that answer. Look, kasha, Abaya says. Imagine he said, no, there's not a steer. Why? Kitnan, first brighter, which says, that Mishnah, which says, Shachoshe Pishinav, lo yigma benet achomet, don't go with the chomets. But doink, readers as well, nami kitnan, nami matnitin, migma poletnan. And that brighter said, Lo yigma veboleya ela polet, right? Or mitbal hukadarko. So lo yigma vepolet. Sorry, lo yigma vepolet. Don't gargle and spit out. Just sorry. Kidna migma polet. Right. That brighter says, Lo yigma. It means as well, it is, what it means, don't gargle. It means don't gargle and swallow. It means you can't gargle and spit out. But you can't doink. So there's no steer there. It was both brothers, according to Abayo, say the same thing. They both say that you can't gargle and spit out. Right? So this is not really a steer. Rava says no. Rava Amar, afilu tal migma veboleya. Velo kash. Rava says no. You can leave the brothers as they are and say that the two brothers, one brother is saying that you can swallow, another brother is saying that you can't gargle at all. And there's a steer between the two brighters. The one brighter says you can't gargle at all. The other brighter says you can gargle if you swallow. And it's still not a steer. Why not? Because kan kodem tibu, kan la'achar tibu. One brighter's talking about before you ate, and the other brighter's talking about after you ate. Look at Rashi over here. Kan kodem tibu, kodem achil, before you've eaten lunch. Migma v'boleh, then you can eat. So then if you gargle, you've got to swallow. Why? People just think you're having the vinegar as an appetizer. You're dinking your pit in vinegar. It's a common way to eat. You dunk vinegar and you eat that thing. That's like one come to think it, using the vinegar for medicine purposes. But la'achar tibu, look at Rashi. La'achar, once you've already eaten lunch. V'tavau ma'achalo b'chometz. And then you go and you toivel your food in chometz. People know, why are you doing this? You don't want it for appetizer. You've already eaten. That's because of refuah. So the first brighter, which says that you can't do it at all, is talking about after you've eaten. And the second brighter, which said you can do it once you've eaten, he said you can do it as long as you swallow before you've eaten. Then it looks like an appetizer, not a cereal. So that's how Rava Samson says it out. Now remember, our question was that Rava doesn't hold of this concept of ho'il. Now, how do we know that? The Gemara says, "Now, if Rava does hold of hoyil, so then Rava should have said like this: Neima hoyil v'kodem tabul shari, lachar tibul nami shari." Rava should have said, "Wait a second, guys! if we already say that you can do tibul, right, you can do gemiah, you can taste the vinegar, gargle the vinegar before you've eaten, because it doesn't look like you're making, like you really, it looks like an appetizer. Then what are we going to look at Rashi? Rashi said nasty. But I'm going to tell you that on Shabbos, halfway through Shabbos, things are asur, and the other half of asur, and the other half of Shabbos, they're mutar, all the way around. Look at Rashi. The previous Rashi, before you ate, it was mutar. Halfway through Shabbos, what's going on here? Other Shabbos is mutar, Shabbos is asur. You can't tell me before you've eaten on Shabbos it's mutar because it looks like an appetizer, and after you've done Shabbos it's asur because you've already eaten lunch. Doesn't make sense. Other things are asur or they're mutar. And if Abaya, held of this concept of hoyil, then Rabbi shouldn't have agreed with that. Rabbi should have said, it's hoyil that it's mutar before you eat. It's also mutar after you eat. So like he said, hoyil that it's mutar on Shabbos, it's mutar on Yom Kippur.
Didn't we learn in Erevim if something's mutar part of Shabbos is mutar the whole of Shabbos?
Maybe, but then it's you strengthen the question. That's exactly, if you did, I'm very vague. Now you're mentioning it, I do remember something, I don't remember what it was. But I'm trying to think what it was. I think you did say, we did learn something like that. If something was mutar already, once it was already mutar, we allowed mutar the whole of Yom Tov, the whole of Shabbos. Was it the Eruv itself, to eat the Eruv? It's not because it's not for a fuel because it looks like you're just enjoying the vinegar. So what do we care if it was before or not? Once it was mutar, the question is like this: if you wouldn't have said it was ever mutar, I would understand. But once it was mutar before you ate. So then if you say hoyel, then Rabbi should say, once you muta before and hoyel, it's before, muta afters as well. Look at the Gemara. The Gemara is like this. So the first answer to the Gemara is, Nahad Rabbi Rabbi Miyahi. Rabbi changed his mind. You're right. Rabbi has a hold of hoyel. And Rabbi went back on that. And Rabbi said, no, there's no difference between the vinegar. It's muta asher all the time. Therefore, there's no hoyel. Right? Look at Rashi. Hadar read the chometz, v'shina kabaya, and pasna kabaya. And he changed his mind. He said that this answer over here is really like, what was Abaya's reason? Abaya said that there's no steering the two brighters, so we can't really prove from these brights anything about hoyel. And Rava there did agree on hoyel. There is a hoyel. Rava holds up hoyel. And that's the Gemara we saw about with Yom Kippur. And Shabbos, Rava said yes. So Rabbi said he backtracked on this, not adding a hoyel over here. He said any other brighters are not like that. The brighters are like Abaya, and there's no steering the brighters. They don't make a problem. Therefore, we can't prove anything from that. Right? So the Gemara says like this. The Gemara says, we might debate he had a bait. Look, maybe Rabbi didn't change his mind on this last story over here. Tell me how had a bait. Maybe Rabbi changed his mind there on the hoyel of Yom Kippur and Shabbos. Maybe there Rabbi changed his mind. And Rava doesn't hold of hoyel. And Rava doesn't agree with Abaya. And there is a stew in these two brighters. And Rava doesn't say hoyel. And therefore, the one brighter says before. And the one brighter says mutar after. And that is hoyel. So we said, Lo Shaka, doesn't make sense. Why the Tanya? We got a brighter says, Ko chai ve tfilot, tovlin kedarkan. O chai ve tfilot, tovlin kedarkan. Ve shabba ben b'yom kippur. And that includes Yom Kippur and Shabbos and everything. And therefore, Rava wouldn't say you couldn't tovel on Shabbos. On Yom Kippur. And therefore, you can tovel on Yom Kippur. And if you can't tovel on Yom Kippur, then it's nearer Kamekar. People won't worry about it. It's mutar tovel on Yom Kippur. And therefore, Rabbi won't say you can't tovel on Yom Kippur. Everybody said you can tovel on Yom Kippur. So it makes more sense. Rabbi says the hoyel, and he was chazer on this one. He agreed, like, and there's no hoyel over here in Yom Kippur because there's no steer between the two brightest. Okay, clear? Everybody happy? Right? Clav? I'll go over again. I don't mind. I'll go over again. And it's clear, clear, clear. Clear, okay? All right. So now, and the Gemara in the Mishnah we saw the Vishavin Shemeshikin Amayim Bekli Evin that Beit Hillel Beit Shammai Beit Hagigah you could do Hashaka. The Gemara says, "My avalo matbilin, why can't you toivel?" So I'm a Shmuel and matbilin a Kli. I gave me a mav letarab yom tov. You can do Hashaka, But you can't toivel the kli. Why? Because we can't let you, that because you're going to take a tame kli and you want a tame water and put the ashaka in, at derech agav, toivel the kli as well, like we did with the bucket. You can't do that. Right? So that's the halacha. The other was another question. Mani madid, who's our Tana of our Mishnah? So the question is neither Rebbe nor Rabbanan. Why? The Tanya, the writer says, you can't toivel the kli as well. That's how Mishnah agrees with as well. But look here, Rebbe says you can't even do hashaka for the kli even. Now our Mishnah says you can do hashaka. Right? So our Mishnah agrees with the first statement of Rebbe, the Reisha, but doesn't agree with the Sefer of Rebbe. The Chachamim or the Chachamim say, "Madbirin the kli agav may mav le taharan, u'meshkin amayim the kli even the taharan." It agrees with our Mishnah on the hashaka, but it disagrees with our Mishnah. It's makeil that you can matbil kli agav may mav, and our Mishnah says you can't. Okay, so our Rebbe steer to one, and Chachamim steer to one. So it seems like our Mishnah is neither like either of them because there's a steer within one of them. Clear, right? That Rebbe says that you can't do hashaka, and our Mishnah says you can do hashaka. And Chachamim say you can toivel the kli al gabe mayim, and Amish said you can't toivel the kli al gabe mayim. Okay, so the Gemara says, "E Rebbe kashi hashaka." Like we saw, "E Rabbanan kashi hakvana." So what's now? "E Rabbanan Rebbe, E Rabbanan Rebbe." You could maybe say it's either of them. "E Rabbanan Rebbe," how could it be Rebbe? Right? Reisha the brighter be Yom Tov, the Shabbos. The Reisha of the brighter be talking about Yom Tov, and the Sefer talking about Shabbos. And when Rebbe says "Makeil," right? Look what Rebbe said. It said, "Ain mat binin akli al gabe memav letaro." You can't toivel the thing, right? And the ain mashikin amayim, and that's Shabbos. The chulam aditim yom. And our Mishnah, which says that you can do hashaka, is all yontif. And yeah, only the reisha of Rebbe is yontif, the sefer Shabbos. So our Mishnah is discussing all yontif. So it's not really a stira, because our Mishnah says on yontif you can do hashaka, and Rebbe says you can't do hashaka when on Shabbos. And the ratio we said you can do hatpal, you can't do the kli. Our Mishnah, there's no steer between either. So the Mishnah could fit in with Rebbe if we say that Rebbe is discussing Shabbos and Yom Tov, and Yom Tov. Vivan Amar Rabbanan, and maybe your Mishnah could be Rabbanan. Why kulam aditim Shabbos? That our Mishnah is on Shabbos, and our Mishnah says you can't, you can do hashaka in our Mishnah, and Rabbanan said that that our Mishnah is Shabbos. And the Mishnah said that you can't do hatpala al gabe mayim, the kli al gabe mayim. And the Mishnah said, and the brighter says, the Rabbanan said you can. Because Rabbanan discussing Yontif, and we're discussing Shabbos in our Mishnah, so they don't discuss the same thing altogether. So it could also be Rabbanan. It's end of Abi.